Hey there, all you mystery lovers. It's time for another great mystery puzzle to solve. Hi, this is Teresa from Books to the Ceiling, and this week we're looking at Clocked Out, where Josie Posey is investigating the death of a watch designer, the daughter of a clockmaker. Let's take a moment and check out this second in the series, Cozy Mystery. Here's a little more about the book. Josie Posey and her posse of Mahjong mavens are at it again in this cozy mystery where the retired big city crime reporter turned small town crime solver uncovers another murder in picturesque English village. When the clockmaker's daughter returns home for a visit, reporter Josie Posey is assigned the task of interviewing the talented watch designer. That very afternoon, the young woman falls from a ladder while inventorying antique clocks. At first, Josie is certain the fall was an accident. Everyone loved Ella McGregor Benjamin, but Ella's deathbed statement is a mysterious riddle that can't be ignored. With her old English sheepdog, Mo, by her side and an ever-growing list of suspects, Josie scrambles to identify the killer before anyone else gets hurt. The local police chief wants Josie to help solve the puzzle, but stay out of his murder case. The editor of the Village Gazette wants an in-depth story for the next edition, and somebody wants Josie to stop asking questions. Deadlines loom. In this fast-paced roller coaster ride of a mystery, the clock is ticking as Josie vows to find the killer before time runs out. Now here is an excerpt from Clocked Out. We had just completed the familiar turn to circle the gazebo when Mo stopped in his tracks beside a towering old walnut tree. He sniffed, whined, sniffed again. Probably another tennis ball. I tugged at his leash and urged him forward. Come on, Mo, we don't have time to dig in the leaves today. He ignored my plea, shoved the pile of leaves aside with his paws, and plunged his face into the dirt. Please, Mo, I wrapped my arms around his neck and attempted to pull him away from the tree. Mo reacted by spinning his body around to face me, which knocked me off my feet. I landed on my rear in the wet leaves with Mo sitting on my lap. The fluffy dog licked my face with his muddy tongue. Yuck. I scrambled to stand and brushed the dirt from my pants. That's when I noticed my phone and keys had fallen from my pocket. I glanced around the deserted park. Good, there was no one to witness my romp in the leaves. With no other recourse, I dropped to the ground, dived into the pile, and searched for the lost items. I felt the smooth surface of my cell phone first, grabbed it, and raised it into the air. Got it! I waved the phone at Mo and shoved it back into my pocket. Of course, Mo thought the whole escapade was a game, so he started digging alongside me. Seconds later, he raised his head, keys dangling from his mouth. I held out my hand. Mo dropped the prize into my palm. And I saw the shiny object that most likely attracted his attention in the first place. The hairs raised on the back of my neck. It was Ella's beautiful sundial pendant. I plopped onto my rear and leaned against the tree. Mo stretched out beside me and rested his head on my lap while I retrieved my cell phone and hit the speed dial for Chief Marshall. And that was an excerpt from Clocked Out. Here's a little bit more about our author. Anna St. John writes cozy mysteries featuring a mature yet feisty former crime reporter Josie Posey as the amateur sleuth. Her debut novel, Doomed by Blooms, was released by Level Best Books February 2023. Clocked Out is the second book in her Josie Posey mystery series, and it came out on February 6th of this year. A former journalist, award-winning advertising copywriter, and ad agency owner, Anna is married to her high school sweetheart. She writes from her home office in Kansas with her old English sheepdog by her side. If you'd like to know more about Anna, you can visit her website at anna-stjohn.com. That's all we have this week. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please tell other mystery readers about us. If you're looking for a new mystery to read, visit our podcast page on the website, and I'll be leaving a link for that, so you can check out other books that have been on Books to the Ceiling. You can also follow us on Facebook, subscribe to our newsletter, or if you want to see a weekly newsletter, you can subscribe to our Substack, and I'll be leaving links for all of that as well. If you're looking for a copy of Clocked Out, there will be a link to purchase in the notes for this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by, and I hope to see you again next week on Books to the Ceiling.